This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 13 for Tuesday, October 6th, 2015. This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson. And in this edition, we're going to take a brief look at last week's games and also have a brief preview of Lee County and Colquitt County and some scores from other games of interest and around the area, around Southwest Georgia. So let's get started. We're going to start with the Lee County Trojans going to 6-0 overall. And not only that, more importantly, they go to 1-0 in GHSA Region 1-6A play by trouncing the Tiff County Blue Devils in Leesburg 42-14. And quarterback Garrett Morrell was 10 out of 15 in the passing department for just over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also rushed for 117 yards and another touchdown. And Lee led in total yards, more than 2-1, 400 plus yards to 200 plus yards, while also forcing 6 turnovers. And defensive back Otis Reese caused 2 fumbles. And another secondary mate for the Trojans from Leesburg, TJ Harris, also had 2 picks as well. And of course, the Packers will head up to Leesburg, the defending Class 6A state champion, Colquitt County Packers. Both teams coming in at 6-0, and the Packers are number 1 in the GHSA Daily Poll, the Georgia High School Football Daily Poll. Also number 1 Score Atlanta, and the Georgia Sports Writers Association in Lee County, thanks to their win over Tiff County last week, moved up 2 spots. From number 8 to number 6 in the GHSF Daily Poll. Also at number 6 in Score Atlanta. And a couple more spots up to number 6 in the Georgia Sports Writers Association poll. And the Colquitt County Packers improved to 6-0 with a 42-20 rout over Lowndes. And we're going to move right along in Region 1 4A. And the Bainbridge Bearcats improved to 6-0 with a 38-0 rout of America Sumter up in Americus, Georgia. And sophomore running back Damian Pierce rushed for just over 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of those on an 85-yarder. And he had a dozen carries. And Bainbridge had an early 28-0 lead in the second quarter. And Malik Pate added 70 yards rushing and to help the Bearcats beat the America Sumter Panthers. And next up for the Bearcats, a home game against the Worth County Rams for early supremacy in GHSA Region 1-4A, Subregion B. And the Rams have reeled off 3 straight wins since starting off 0-2, and are now 3-2 overall. And more on them momentarily. In Subregion A, it was the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets overcoming an early 7-0 deficit and eventually pulling out a 20-7 win over the Monroe Tornadoes from Albany. And the Yellow Jackets just outside of Thomasville, Georgia, improved to 1-0 in Subregion A of Region GHSA Region 1-4A with the victory. And the Yellow Jackets will welcome the Crisp County Cougars, and more on the Cougars from Cordio later. And you know, taking a look at some other games of interest, and starting in Subregion B again, and the Worth County Rams, as mentioned, are now 1-0 in Subregion B as they roll past the Darty Trojans from Albany 49-0. And Eric Burrows got the night off to a good start for Worth County, running the opening kickoff back for a touchdown and also returning an interception down to Darty's 1-yard line, which set up another score. Worth County also returned a punt for a touchdown. And obviously, special teams played a huge role in Worth County's victory last week. And Worth County returns to action this week on Friday, October 9th, to play host to Bainbridge again. And that's a big game. Early showdown for first place. And that's the game that could decide the sub-region B champion. And not only that, that'll also decide who will represent sub-region B in the Region 1-4A championship game the final week of the regular season, early in November. And in the other sub-region A contest, the Crisp County Cougars, as mentioned, opened with a 34-0 shutout rout of Albany High. And an Albany High lost 11 fumbles in that game. And obviously, you can't win. And when you turn the ball over 11 times, you can't turn the ball over, period. When you turn the ball over even one time, and never mind 11 of those times. In any case, in Albany falls to 0-6 overall and 0-1 in GHSA Region 1-4A, Subregion A. And they'll get ready to play Thomas County Central later this week. And America Sumter will face Westover in their second Subregion B contest. And it's a Subregion opener for Worth County, for Westover, I should say, and the Patriots were off last week. And winless at 0-4 overall. And Cairo hosts Crisp County in the other Subregion A contest. And Monroe and Daugherty are off this week. And looking at some other games from around the area, the Deerfield Windsor Knights took over sole possession of first place in GISA Region 3 AAA as they upset Brookwood of Thomasville, previously undefeated Brookwood of Thomasville, 27-16, and Deerfield actually jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead by the end of the first quarter, only to see Brookwood score 16 unanswered points in the second quarter to take a 16-14 lead at the half. And the score stayed that way until the fourth quarter. And the Knights scored a couple of touchdowns during that final period en route to victory. So with the win, the Knights improved to 5-2 overall. Not only that, they stay undefeated in GISA Region 3 AAA action at 3-0. And for the moment, the Knights are in the driver's seat in GISA Region 3 AAA. And they'll head up to Americus to face Southland this week on Friday, October 9th. And quickly, some other games of interest in and around the area. And the Terrell Academy Eagles from Dawson, Georgia, and stepped out of GISA Region 3 AAA action and rolled past Georgia Christian. Really wasn't close. 49-8 the final score. And Terrell Academy built a commanding 49-0 lead en route to the victory. And Terrell Academy now 5-2 on the season. And also, Bakington Charter, a 47-12 winner and a huge stomping over Stewart County. And it's just the second win of the season for Bakington Charter against four losses. And, host Mitchell County this week. And in another GISA Region 3 AAA contest, it was the Westwood Wildcats from Camilla holding off Tift area. Final score 14-6. And Westwood goes to 2-1 in region play and 4-3 overall. And they'll face Valwood this week. And that game's been moved to Thursday night because of a scheduling conflict. And in the GISCAA, the Sherwood Christian Eagles remained winless on the 2015 season as Thomas Jefferson trounced them 52-10. And SCA will be back in action next week as they go to Macon to face Covenant Academy. So that's going to do it for the High School Football Roundup podcast. And remember, you can find the High School Football Roundup podcast online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.